As most fans saw yesterday, the Chicago Bears placed a franchise tag on wide receiver Allen Robinson.
The Chicago Bears and Allen Robinson II failed to come up with an agreement on a contract extension before yesterday's deadline for designated franchise players to receive a multi-year deal. It's so complicated now, Lou. Anyway, so he'll make a cool $18 million instead of what he could negotiate.
What, did the Bears want to protect him?
He is the franchise player.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Idiots. And the beat goes on. He's the franchise player of the Chicago Bears.
Allen Robinson II, yes.
How many years has he been with the Bears? And of those years, how many has he gone 1,000 yards?
He always seems to be in the background.
Really? I don't get it. And we've had five quarterbacks. How can you pick a receiver? He's had seven quarterbacks. Oh, my gosh.
Training camp news, Lou. It starts the week of July 26th, and the Bears have several questions I want Lou to answer.
Okay.
How will Ginger Dalton look, and how long will he last into the season?
He will look good.
All right.
He will last through the end of the season.
Wow.
And he's going to stay healthy and do a good job.
Wow, Lou, predicting.
He's going to keep the kid off the field.
Are you related to him?
Nope.
Will Tariq Cohen be able to fill the shoes of the since-departed special team star Cordell Patterson, who now plays for the Falcons, Lou?
No.
Is he not going to recover from that season-ending injury last year?
He didn't step up to the plate. He can't handle the big game, no.
Right.
And now you're going to put somebody coming off an injury, in the suicide return? Nah, Jesus Christ. Next.
Finally. Which week of 18 will Pinto miss his first field goal?
Who won?
I almost said it doesn't get any better than that. Lou, we talked about the New York football Giants signing of Uncle Mike Glennon. His sixth NFL team. So, do you know who played the most NFL team for the most NFL teams in history? It's a real obscure dude.
Who's played for the most NFL teams in history?
He's your favorite. He's a backup quarterback.
Before Blanda or after Blanda?
After Blanda. After 1985.
Jim Plunkett?
No. It's J.T. O'Sullivan. Not only has he played for 11 NFL teams, but played for NFL Europe and the Canadian Football League. And yes, he played as a backup for the Bears twice in 2005, 2007, and every other team in the NFC North. Pack, Vikings, Lions, crazy.
What a great way to make a living.
And Lou, call him a doctor. He got his PhD in leadership studies and has a quarterback school on YouTube.
Good for JT Sullivan. Giving back.
I hope that JT has a wall of all his jerseys. That would be the coolest. Okay, Lou's Sunday NFL Picks News. I will be unveiling Lou's Sunday NFL Picks banner during training camp opening week and the updated Hall of Champions. What do you think of that, Lou?
I had no idea. Go ahead. Go for it.
And, of course, Greg Potter received his trophy. The girls delivered it to him.
Okay, very good.
I don't think I could use the term girls, but that's good. So the ultimate Swami, the year-end winner, will now be called the Cowboy Swami. What do you think of that?
Okay.
Well, at least you're giving the blessing of everything.
Okay.
Finally, how are the rules committee going?
Okay.
You're keeping it to your vest. You say you have a twist that will shock everybody. It's almost like an Agatha Christie mystery.
Or hopping on a podcast every week. You never know what you're going to get hit with. Go ahead.
And your shout out of the week, Lou, goes to...
nobody.
Oh, Lou.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Power rankings of the week, Lou. We're going to rank the Canadian Football League team names. We got the Montreal Alouettes, the Toronto Argonauts, the Calgary Stampeders, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Lou, number five.
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg done.
Saskatchewan, next. That's the title of an old porn movie.
So we got Montreal, Toronto, and Calgary left.
Oh, got to go with Montreal.
All right.
Yeah, Alouettes, come on. Toronto.
And the Calgary Stampeders.
Yes, we're going to go with Lou's. Calgary. It's the forgotten province, city, whatever. What province is Calgary in?
I think they're called provinces, aren't they?
I don't know.
We need to brush up on our Canadian geography if we're going to talk about
British
Canada.
Columbia doesn't have a team.
They do not.
They do not.
That was only five of probably 12 teams, so you'd have to look it up. Look it up.
All right, I'll get my Encyclopedia Britannica.
All right, and finally, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
What is the best thing to come out of Canada and why?
Molson Golden.
Does it get any better than that, Lou? Give us your catchphrase out.
Break up! Go Bears!
Go Bears! See you Sunday.
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's XFL Clearance Store. When you need an XFL jersey, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou XFL's you!